Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
It's another Friday afternoon and you are tuned to another episode of The Sideshow. I say it's another Friday afternoon, what I should be saying, well, you know it's not Friday, but you also know that it has always been a Friday for quite historic reasons, even though you might be listening to this on a Monday and it doesn't even go out on a Friday anymore, but that's none to the point. The reality is, on this occasion, I should be saying it's Chilly Friday.
It's Chilly Friday!
Yeah, he's not even supposed to be on the end of the line just yet because I'm still doing the intro.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. We haven't introduced you just yet. But the reason it's Chilly Friday is because that pretty much is the staple diet, or the reason I became aware of a gentleman or gentlemen known as the Skinny Jean Gardeners. I really, as you are well aware, also do very little research on this, but I do know, in fact, that Lee from the Skinny Jean Gardeners is on the end of the line and he is sitting in a taxi in his back garden. Lee, how are you? Welcome to the Sideshow.
I'm good. And if you want to interrupt me any time throughout this interview, then that's absolutely fine. Sorry to interrupt your start a bit.
That's okay. That's okay. I never expected that this would be the usual in any way at all, Lee. For those who are not aware, who and what are the Skinny Jean Gardeners?
Skinny Jean Gardeners, we're two brothers that go around gardening, basically, in skinny jeans. It's that as simple as that. Everyone asks where the name Skinny Jean Gardeners comes from, and the story can be much more boring than we wear skinny jeans.
Well, let's put this in context, Lee, because I don't watch a lot of television for no apparent reason, apart from the fact that I spend most of my life and time in the great outdoors. But I am more than aware that you have done your first stints on the television box. Where would people best know you from?
We've been very lucky to be part of Blue Peter. Back in the day when we used to watch it, never did we think it would be on the screen in the Blue Peter garden. So the Blue Peter is probably the main one we're really proud of.
You're also tied in a little bit with Jamie?
Yeah, so we've done quite a bit with him in Food Revolution. Obviously he does his thing with cooking, and we're trying to bring in the growing part and showing kids how to grow and then use it on their plate, really. So we've done quite a lot with schools and stuff with him, so it's a fantastic opportunity as well. Sort of all tumbleweeded into all this sort of Blue Peter, Jamie Oliver sort of thing.
Is there anything else that you would have been on, Lee, on the television that I might have seen you on?
So we've done quite a bit. We've done bits of Channel 4, Sunday Brunch with Tim Marsh, which is also great. And also BBC Radio 1. We've been here, there and everywhere for you.
Let's get into it then. You are approximately what age, Lee?
I'm going to say late 20s now.
People turn around and say to me that I've got a wry wit or a bad sense of humour. You kind of make me look a little bit more normal, and that's not to insult you, but in any way whatsoever. But you have a beautiful, cheeky, chappy kind of a way of doing things, and I genuinely tune in for Chilly Friday every Friday. You have a lovely way of, I guess, making the simple things sound as they should do, which is really simple. It's very infectious, if you don't mind me saying, and that's a massive compliment, and it's a rarity for most gardeners who have, let's say, studied horticulture to be able to achieve what you do.
Thanks, Theo. That's really kind of you. Yeah, I mean, the whole point of us getting into gardening, I mean, we've only been gardening for 4 years, so it's been quite a short period of time, but it's just fun for us. We just want other people to have fun as well and show what we're learning as we go along. So like Chilly Friday, everything we've learned about chilies goes out there. We'll do some taste and stuff like that. And sure, as long as we're having fun and everyone else is having fun along with us, that's the goal.
Some of your other videos, and I think the one that I saw on YouTube was the, let's call it a Coca-Cola bottle that had been cleared out, and you did like a little bit of a water slide thing that you screw it to the side of your shed, the birdhouses, there was the wind chimes, and in all of the videos, you seem to kind of get it, I say get it wrong, half my head is saying, did he get it wrong intentionally? It's almost like a Tommy Cooper kind of a skit, in that he was so good at doing the magic that he was able to get it wrong so rightly. It's really infectious. You're bloody damn good at what you do.
It's just nice to be honest about stuff. When we first started off, it was you had to try and make things perfect, and we wanted to portray that we were amazing gardeners. And look, we've only been doing it for 4 years, so we're not amazing gardeners, and there's nothing wrong with that. Do you know what I mean? Everyone has to start somewhere, and we've just slowly become more honest about what we do and feel more open to be able to do that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, like I say, there's nothing wrong with getting stuff wrong, and it's good to put it out there and show people that.
Do I call it a fan base? Do you get letters in from the younger generation? Are they the following? And if you don't mind me asking this question, says he, tongue very much in cheek, you know, did a mom send you fan mail? Is that the way it works out?
I'm not going to answer the mom one. I think my wife might tell me off if I said that. But we get a lot of tweets and emails from parents and kids as well, asking us questions and showing us what they're growing as well. We spent this year especially going to a lot of festivals where we've been doing sow and grow for kids, where they've been growing runner beans and dwarf beans and stuff and sunflowers, and have been able to take that away, that seed in a cup, and be able to grow it. And we've been getting so many pictures and that coming in, which is fantastic for us, because we actually feel like we're getting a message out there for kids to get growing and get gardening.
Let's go the sidetrack back, Lee. Not so much that horticulture was my saviour, but it was something that kept me a little bit on the straight and narrow, if I can put it that way. Did you go and do the horticulture studying thing? How did that all work for you?
No, I sort of fell into it, to be honest with you. It was back in 2013, I left our family home to go and move with my now wife. And me and my brother didn't spend as much time with each other, obviously not be living with each other. So it was something, an activity that we could come together and meet up a lot more. And it's turned into a career, I suppose. But yes, the main thing was for me and my brother to spend time with each other, and that's all we did. So yeah, no, there's no horticultural training. I don't know if that comes across in the videos, Peter.
But at the same token, it's a bit like me turning around and saying, well, Alexis Sanchez was never formally trained as a footballer, but yet that kind of inherent ability to enthuse people, to make them want to give more, to make them want to do that thing. So horticulture training firmly to one side, you seem to grasp a bit, but you tend to show it nettles, warts and all. And I've never not seen some of the stuff that you've done and not walked away smiling and said a little bit, I'd love to be a little bit more like him. And for me, who I guess maybe should be a little bit more eloquent in how I portray myself horticulturally, I'll say it again, it's extremely beautiful what you do.
Thanks. It's such a compliment coming from you, Peter. You know, it's something that I never thought I'd get into, and to make a career out of something that you enjoy doing is amazing, and being able to be so honest about it is great as well. But yeah, it's fantastic.
I gather though that I'm not on my own in thinking how I think about yourself and your brother. I gather that somebody obviously in television and radio land turned around and said they have a little bit of something about them. They have a swagger. They have something that we like that is that infectious. We should have them doing X. How did that all start?
We started our allotment together, and from there we obviously were on Twitter and social media, and Jimmy Doherty from Suffolk, and Jamie, one of Jamie's friends, he had a patch of land which he said he'd like to turn into an allotment. And literally, I reckon we spent about 6 months clearing the weeds. They were above our heads. So that was our first proper intro into gardening, was clearing weeds like any allotment holder, I suppose. And it just tumbled from there, really, which was amazing. We got contacted by Channel 4 and ITV, and then obviously Blue Peter, which was amazing. Yeah, it's just something that we never thought we'd get into. And it was all just to spend time with each other as brothers. We've accomplished that, which is great, and to get the message out there for younger people to get into gardening as well. And that's why, you know, we don't want to go, we have been asked to go and do courses and stuff in gardening and stuff, which is fantastic. Obviously, it would be good, but at the same time, the audience and the people that we're trying to get to might not want to go and do courses, and they want to just go out and garden and have fun. And if we had the training and the stuff, that would not put us on the same par as them. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fun is in the failing, I suppose. You'll learn from that, and that's what everyone else who is just a normal homeowner who's got a bit of a patch of garden or even just a balcony where they're growing on, everyone's going to need to fail at some point. Not everyone can go to go and do a course on it. So yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I know we had Ron Finley on the show some time ago, and I remember a good friend of the show, Fiona Grows Food on Twitter, was involved in that. And I think Fiona was saying she was thinking about leaving her full-time job, if I remember correctly, to go and do her allotment full-time. And I said, no, don't. You have a job that pays the bills full-time. With that in the back of my head now, when you turned around to the family, to the good lady, to the parents, to your brother, and said, you'll never guess what, we've just had a phone call from Channel 4. Did they think that you were taking the mick, or was it something that you were kind of working towards?
Yeah, I still don't think they believe it sometimes, that if these sort of things have happened and we've got these sort of calls. And yeah, it's even for us sometimes it's a bit strange for us to be on TV and just be walking around and someone recognise you from a certain programme you've done. But at the same time, meeting kids and parents who have seen us on TV and done the projects that we've done as well from our YouTube channel, it's great to get the feedback and know that they're out there gardening.
Did you originally do, Lee, can I ask you that? What did you and your brother do prior to this, maybe 4 years ago?
Yeah, so prior to this, I still dabble a little bit, but I'm an electrician by trade. So that's something I did straight from school. My brother's in marketing, something a bit different, but my brother's great at talking all the time, and that's what I found down the allotment. He was the one mainly chatting to all the allotmenteers while I was working away, so that's probably why he got me involved in the first place. But we work quite well together.
He seems to have disappeared off the YouTube and Chili Friday videos of recent. Is there any reason behind that? Is he okay? Did he catch the wee little bug that you had when you missed Chili Friday 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, Dale was fine. He's just had a beautiful baby daughter. So Dale's going to take a year out of skeeting, guys. That's probably why you're not seeing him a little bit on YouTube and that. It's taken a bit of a one direction hiatus at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I was at the Garden Media Guild Awards and I was playing your Instagram videos for people outside the Savoy saying, have you seen these guys? And they said, we have, but we haven't seen their updates in a while. And Jonathan, who is Ginger Hort on Twitter, the very famous photographer, turned around and said, where's the brother? And I said, I don't know. I said, I'll be talking to him in a while. I must put the question to him. But he's okay. He's doing good. And congratulations, by the way, if he's listening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I always knew that Jonathan's favourite was Dale.
We'll say no more
but
on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Dale's fine. I mean, the door's always open for Dale to come back. I think he's just going to take a little bit of time away and spend it with his new little family, which is absolutely fine. But I'm just going to carry on the skinny jean garden message for now until he decides to return.
For those who are not aware, and when this interview is over, do yourself a favor, just send us a note at Sod Show on Twitter. We'll put you in touch with lads, and once you hit them up on Twitter, or go check them out on YouTube, even on Instagram, if you've pressed that middle button, this thing will still keep playing, and go check the Chili Friday videos out. You have to go back to the start and start at the start and see it kind of going wrong. The last one that I saw, Lee, was let me see. Yes, your chilies had got perished in what I gather was a little bit of sub-zero Celsius temperatures. They weren't looking good at all.
No, I've not handled the cold very well at all. I know I should have brought them inside. Do you think they would ask?
Listen, I don't. you're asking me. I don't know. I've grown chilies on my window ledge, and I grew them with kids, and that was probably the hooker into you. The fact that they got hit by the frost, I guess technically I'd have to see how far it penetrated in, but they'd still retained leaves. And as I explained to the last guy whose garden I was building, the plant always wants to grow. Its sole purpose on this planet is to reproduce, so it wants to do it, whether it will or not. But you're doing the right thing of bringing it in. I'll end up with a job in the skinny jean gardeners if we keep going like this, Lee.
Yeah, you can take Dale's place next year if you like.
I'll have to change the accent ever so slightly and maybe wear a little bit of a hat, but I'd look good, Lee. I'd look good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it'll work out. We can work it out.
We'll figure something out.
Skinny jeans?
I'm not too sure. I look in skinny jeans, never mind a pair of ordinary jeans. I take a size 13 shoe, so I've tended to vie away from them for very logic reasons. What's 2017 hold?
Yeah, so we're going, I'm going on a little bit of a tour next year. We're trying to do a lot more gardening shows and more festivals as well, and just trying to get the message out there to kids to get growing and get gardening, really. I mean, this year, We've been to quite a few festivals, which have been amazing, and there's been so many parents and kids that want to get involved. But at the same time, there's a small percentage of parents that the kids really want to come and grow something, but the parents are just holding them back a little bit and just a bit wary of gardening. So we need to get to them parents and show them that, you know, gardening can be fun, and getting a little bit dirty, getting the kids' hands dirty is no bad thing. So that's this year's plan.
And what festivals did you do in 2016, out of curiosity, Lee?
So we did Jamie's Festival, and that was incredible up in Oxfordshire. We did Jimmy's. We've also done a few music festivals as well, which has been good, just getting out there to a different crowd. And then obviously the Gardeners' World and the other garden shows, which has been a lot of fun. But we try to just bring a show that's not just a talk about gardening, but also showing that what you grow can also be used on the plate, or even, this year we did musical instruments out of the squashes and carrots, made a carrot whistle. So it's not just food, can be also used as a fun game for kids. So it's just showing kids that they can grow something, and what they can do with it is a massive thing for us.
Because it's funny, a friend of mine, Joe Rooney, the comedian, and I was talking to Joe, and I was saying to him that I was the interim act between Johnny the Juggler and the Dangerous Benzini Brothers, if I remember their name correctly. They did the Dangerous Bed of Nails act with the concrete block. Because I was doing the gardening demonstration at the time, people kind of assumed that they were obviously come to do a little bit of gardening. What I did say to him was I also did a talk at a music festival, which was an entirely different experience, because people had got to bed at 6:30 in the morning and were still awake at 12:30 the next day. Did you experience that in context when you go to doing something like Jamie's gig and then you go to the music festival? Did you notice those differences? I can't put it any more eloquently.
It's a totally different audience, which is fantastic. You get totally different questions thrown at you. But yeah, absolutely. That's what it's about, though, isn't it? It's about getting the gardening message out. Everyone says, let's make gardening cool. I mean, gardening's already cool. It's just getting that message to people, do you know what I mean?
Do you find, though, Lee, that there is and this is possibly a dangerous road to go? I don't know if I'll put a question mark in brackets after that. If I was typing it in on Twitter, that's the way it would work out anyway. But do you find that there is a little bit of, you know, who do these two guys think they are? Because you are not, inverted commas, formally trained on one hand. But at the same token, you've also broken into the market, which is gardening. And to your credit, you are more than making it cool and making it more than acceptable for guys who don't have any iota of where to start. I mean, you're the place that I would direct them to, if that makes any sense to you. Do you find there's a little bit of don't know how to take them on both sides?
Yeah, we've had that to begin with, sure, because to begin with, we were maybe pretending to be something we were not. When you're thrown into something like being into gardening only for 1 year and then being on Blue Peter, being the Blue Peter Gardeners, people expect you to know stuff. And maybe to begin with, we were making out that we're something we were not. But now we're very honest about who we are, and we know what line we want to go down and who we want to go towards as well. So I feel we know who we are now, and I feel like we're not pretending to be something we're not. So that sort of puts the end into that.
I showed your Instagram video to a friend of mine, and he said they remind me of an English variation of Jedward with hats on.
No comment.
Okay.
Who is that person? Give me their address right now.
Yeah. Your hairstyle is slightly different. Don't worry about it. You're okay. And we don't do singing on this show at all. Where you do all of your videos, this was the thing that intrigued me ever so slightly. And you say you know you don't make any bones about who you are. How do I call it? The horticultural abilities. But you're set up in the back garden. You are actually sitting in a taxi in your back garden.
I am, yeah. This is the Garden Taxi Mark One. We did a project with Kew Gardens a couple of years ago with a taxi that's going to travel around the country with a garden inside of it, which seemed like a brilliant idea. We bought this is the first taxi which come back with about 10 pages worth of problems. This means it couldn't go on the road. So I mentioned to my wife that I might put it in the back garden. And a day later, I'd knocked the back of the garage out and it's sitting right at the back. And it's now a skinny jean gardener office, shall we say.
And I don't mean to laugh, but you're talking to a guy who put a car into a garden and won an award for it, but that's another day's work. To you, there is the shed. I mean, do you have grand designs for your garden? Are you going to get into that? Will you design one? Have you designed gardens?
Yes, last year we went to Japan and designed a garden over there for the Gardening World Cup over there, which is an amazing experience, but we are out of our depth. We designed a garden. It was built by the amazing people over there in Japan. We had an amazing team that built it for us, but our concept in our heads of a garden that was going to be on show and other people's concepts were very much different to what we designed.
How did that go? I mean, I briefly discussed this one with Jonathan Ward, Ginger Hort, and he said that he had bumped into you over there. And again, I mean, he sings your praises as much as I do, but how did you fare in Japan for those who are not aware that you had done that?
For us, it was an incredible experience and we'd learned a lot about show gardens and stuff. But we're really proud to be of even done a show garden from our experience and what we did. But what we built was more of a practical garden that people could actually use and go into. And other people's were not. But we met some amazing people over there and learned a lot.
Do you find that the show garden side of it, Lee, is taken extremely serious and maybe that you didn't take it at that? Would that be a fair way to put that to you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, gardening for me and Dale is all about having fun and stuff. And we had a lot of fun in Japan. But the last day of the garden show, the team had finished the garden, but all the other garden designers were on their gardens, tidying up bits and sorting different bits up. And they were there from like 5 a.m. in the morning. Me and Dale rocked up at 12 in the afternoon with about an hour or so to go before they closed the gardens off. And that was only then we realised, well, people take this real serious. It was a bit of a rush for us as well because we had quite a bit to sort out. So we learnt a lot, but an incredible experience for sure.
But is Japan by invitation only, isn't it? Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, that's it. We put our designs in and they must have, they loved them, yeah. Well, I liked them at least. It was just a bit different. We were planting in wellies and stuff and the garden itself got a lot of attention. A lot of people loved what we did, which was really, really nice to hear feedback and stuff like that. But like I say, that's another little thing that we learned about and learned that, yeah, show gardens there's a lot that goes into them and we just dipped our toe in really. Quite literally we dipped our toe. We had a little pond in the middle of our garden and halfway, it's quite hot over there, so halfway through the day we were dipping our feet in the pond and chilling out on our garden. So to say we took it a different view from everyone else is an understatement. But we were having fun as brothers, so that's all that matters.
On one hand, Lee, I have to say I love nothing more than being in the great outdoors. All I ever wanted to do was to build gardens and to make gardens for a living. I literally have spent my entire life pretty much to date working with plants, talking about plants and talking more and working more with plants. And I know when I was growing up, there were people who were extremely kind and giving me their time. And I guess social media, as we know it now, all of that information wasn't freely available. So you kind of had to know somebody and gardening wasn't then vogue. From the heart, I can only but congratulate you on what you have achieved, because literally, as you said, the warts, the tears, the smiles and the laughter, it's literally all there documented, but you still have that I don't know even know if you realize what you have, but it is an infectious love that only makes me want to go out, empty 5 Coca-Cola bottles out and screw them to the side of my house just so I can take a photograph and send it back to you on Twitter. I'd probably have to take it back down before the serious horse called around to my house, but at the same token, you do make me want to do that, and that is something that is quite beautifully, and my congratulations to you and your brother, and I genuinely wish you every success for 2017. If you had a book coming out, Lee, I would personally buy it, and I hope somebody along the lines of Timber Press has listened to this and they pick up on what I've just said.
Thanks, Peter. That's really, really kind of you, man.
What do I say? How do people get in touch with you, Lee, if they want to do so?
Let's just say social media is what everyone talks through now. But I only do social media Monday to Fridays now, because I feel like, especially with our new videos coming out, it's all about family and spending time in the garden, whether it be gardening or wildlife. And the weekend should be spent with family, not on your phones and not on the computers. What do you think, Peter?
Well, I can't disagree with that. I genuinely cannot disagree with that. Although I still, even, I'll be honest with you, I was out planting there last weekend, and I know there was photographs flying out of my Twitter account, but then there you go. But maybe I have a leaf to take out of your book on this one, Lee. But yeah, no,
it's
I can't.
It's a hard habit to break.
It's an extremely hard habit to break. It's I know for other people, they go out and garden at the weekends, and I need to learn to sit still for half an hour. That's what I really need to learn to do, Lee. And I find that more difficult than anything else. Are you going to be doing any festivals, any books, any more TV in 2017?
Yeah, hopefully we're going to be more on Blue Peter next year. Hopefully do a few more bits on TV and just get out to the festivals, really. That's what it's about. I mean, the TV stuff's amazing and a pleasure to do. But just getting out there and spending time with families and talking to them about gardening and getting them into garden, that's all that really matters. The TV stuff's nice, but just being out there at the festivals and talks and stuff, that's what it's about.
And will you be doing any show gardens in the UK, Lee? Or will you be at any of those festivals? Or should I can't call them festivals, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't know if they'll let me put my feet in the pond at any show, at any show festivals over here. But I'd love to do some more show garden, though. You know, it's something I'd like to get into. I do love doing garden design and stuff and designing different bits, but whether I'll do any more, it's a question mark at the moment, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, in the meantime, to those of you listening, you can keep your eye out on Blue Peter for a gentleman with an Irish accent pretending to be from somewhere down Lee's direction. If I'm in a hat and you don't recognise me, the accent should give it away slightly. I'm not very good at doing your accent, Lee. I've tried, but I'm not even going to attempt it on this radio show. In the meantime, Lee from Skinny Jean Gardeners, thank you so much for coming on the Sod Show. At Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/ the Sodshow and sodshow.com. If you go there, and believe me, you will absolutely love this. If you've got a kid, your dad's trying to get into gardening, they're trying to do anything along the lines of, go Skinny Jean Gardeners on Instagram, they're on YouTube, they're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they've got the website. I'll have all the links, all of that there. We'll only but make you smile. You'll thank me for that, I promise you. Lee, what can I say? Thank you so much for coming on the show. Lee, have a great Christmas. We'll talk to you all in the new year. Take care. God bless. That's it. We're all out of time. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Excellent, Lee. Pleasure, man. Chat soon.
Sweetie. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's, honestly, Peter, that's absolutely awesome, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
It's really good.
Yeah, did we do it okay?
Yeah, I think it went all right. You happy with it?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I was half expecting you to do the whole show as, it's Chilli Friday, hey, Peter!
We're just screaming down the phone for the whole half hour. Thank you, kids. Honestly, thank you so much for having me on.